Pastor Mai, good evening. Welcome to our listeners on Manx Radio AM 1368. You do indeed join us live from Morton Hall in Castletown for tonight's Southern 100 press launch event. And without further ado, we will be hearing from Chris Kinley throughout the evening. But first off, we're going to hand over to Phil Edge of the Southern 100 Club.
Welcome to everyone listening to Manx Radio via your AM radio in the Isle of Man, worldwide online, manxradio.com, on DAB, smartphone apps, smart speakers, Shore Radio Vannin, broadcasting live from Castletown. This evening is also available on as a live blog on our website via updates and announcements throughout the evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a privilege and pleasure on behalf of Southern 100 Racing to welcome you to all to our media launch 2024. Southern 100 Racing has invited you here this evening to the launch of the 69th year of racing on the Balland course. It is hard to believe that 68 years have passed since Castletown's own Derek Ennett won the first race on Thursday the 14th of July 1955, when certain members of the then press described the three race event as an ambitious programme for a first ever meeting. With an initial entry of 73 in 1955, they've increased year on year, as have the number of races. It is not my intention this evening to welcome all you here individually, although without most of you here, we would have no racing on the Colas Balland course. I do feel, however, that some whom I think should mention. We are extremely grateful to the Department of Enterprise for their continued and invaluable support. With the current situation regarding the lack of road racing in the south of Ireland and only three races in Northern Ireland, mainly due to insurance issues, it is important to acknowledge the cooperation between the Department of Enterprise, ACU Events and the ACU insurers that has ensured that racing is able to go ahead on the Isle of Man in 2024. Thank you from all of us here this evening. Financial support for our races has grown over the number of years, and I'm delighted to confirm that the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company are to continue their 38-year association with the Southern 100 Road Races and as title sponsors from July of our July meeting since 1999. I'm pleased to say that Colas Isle of Man are to continue as a partner with Southern 100 Racing and the Rollers Course sponsor, and welcome their Managing Director, Clive Callister. In addition to the July meeting, the club has since 1988 run the pre-TT Classic Road Races, which kick-starts the TT Festival. Dave Smart of Blackford Financial Services has confirmed that Blackford's will continue as title sponsor for the foreseeable future, continuing their support since taking over the role in 2000. Dave is unable to be with us this evening, the first time he has missed the media launch since 2005. Our official broadcast partners, Manx Radio, first broadcast the Southern 100 races live in 1964 and have provided continuous coverage yearly since 1981. Manx Radio will provide live coverage of the pre-TT Classic Road Races and the Southern 100 in May and July in what is their 60th anniversary year. Their team consists of Chris Kinley, who gets the pre-race thoughts in the holding area and the winners' reactions at the podiums, although he was put out to grass last May as far away as Cross Fourways and provided all the information we needed there as the races progressed. We also offer a warm welcome to the latest recruit to the team, Rob Pritchard. Rob had his baptism of fire in 2022 at Cross Fourways, and he's back again this year to continue his good work at the end of May and in July. Anchorman at the start finish, Tim Glover, continues to sit in what he describes as the best commentary point at any road race he has, and he hasn't moved since 2017. It is always a pleasure to acknowledge the company that provided valuable support at the very first road races on the Balland course in July 1955. Milcrease Motors provided Riley, driven by Brian Milcrease, and apart from a couple of short sabbaticals, have provided course safety cars annually and continue to do so on a rolling contract. Sun 100 Racing has two long-established grandstands on the 4.25-mile course. Both are now being sponsored by Manx companies. Castletown-based IFGL returned in 2023 after a brief absence, and we welcome them back as course partners for the start-finish grandstand. Douglas-based Pizza and Patsa on North Quay are sponsoring the Castletown Corner grandstand, and we welcome Mitch Sorby this evening. Matthew Sale and Sean Ridout are no strangers to the Colas Milan course, both having raced in a previous life. Matthew is the Director and Vice President of Group Infrastructure of Blue Wave Communications. Sean is Senior Wireless Telecom Engineer and Network Manager. They are providing a Wi-Fi service in the club headquarters area around the race paddock and along the bypass. Again, we welcome them, and the club look forward to further growing our links together. We also have representatives who sponsor individual races, and here I must say a sincere thank you to you all. The Reverend John Caldwell has been the club's chaplain since 2014 and continues to look after his 700 flock and their families during our races or at other times when the year when they're needed. John also delivers our annual service at Kirkmaterloo on the Sunday prior to our races. After many of those attending enjoy a leisurely lap or two around the famous Colas Milan course, it is worth putting in your diaries the 7th of July this year. We as a club are grateful for the assistance given to us by our local commissioners in our area, and it's nice to see Mrs. Beth Cannon, Vice Chairman of Castletown Commissioners, and her husband here this morning. This evening you are welcome. It is also a pleasure to have Mrs. Bernadette Williams, of Chairman of Port St Mary's Commissioners, and her husband with us this evening, and fellow Southside Port Erin Commissioner Kirby Taggart, who is Chairman. It is also good to see RMHK Tim Glover with us, and his compatriot Jason Morris has sent his apologies for this evening. Without competitors, ladies and gentlemen, we would have no races, so it is a pleasure to welcome them wherever we have a function. For obvious reasons, we do not have any 700 solo or sidecar champions with us this year due to the 2023 races being cancelled after the tragic incident during Tuesday evening practice. Our thoughts are with all those involved. Many of the riders here this evening have acquitted themselves with distinction, not only on the Colas Milan course, but also at the Manx Grand Prix and the TT, at race meetings on the adjacent islands in Europe and further afield. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, of course, is a media night, and as well as welcome you all here, I would like to say how much we as a club appreciate all the publicity we receive by way of radio, television, printed and social media, along with the various press outlets nationally, internationally and worldwide. The written media is covered by John Watterson, Isle of Man newspapers. Mark Corrin of MC Locksmith Services, who sponsor our ever-growing social media coverage. The Facebook page boasts more than 41,000 followers at present. We are currently in the process of upgrading all our social media pages with the support of CGS websites, and thank Callum Staley for his efforts to date, and the live blog he is providing us with this evening, and updates and announcements. Last but certainly not least, our friends from Greenlight Television, who provide global coverage of the 700 and via their weekly television programmes, Motorsport Mundial, Planet Speed and Max Power. They also produce our DVDs of the July races. I know also that members of the public also appreciate your efforts both on and off the island, and I thank you all very much. Hopefully this evening will give you an insight to the races this year. In 2022 and 23, schedules catered for 14 races for modern solo and Formula 2 sidecars, including the prestigious solo and sidecar races. A similar programme is planned for this year, and to bring you all the information about what is happening is our host for this evening, Chris Kinley. Over to you, Chris.
I was under strict instructions from Phil to make sure he could get a seat and also to have his wine in hand. Phil, thank you very much. Good evening. A cold winter's evening here in Castletown. It is cold. I've kept my jumper on because it is a bit couth, as we say here on the Isle of Man. Good evening to you out there. Good evening to everybody listening on Manx Radio. Good evening. Oh, see, Jason Morehouse has arrived. Jason, good evening. Your apologies were accepted, but we'll let you in anyway. That's fine, Jason. Thanks. Nice, lovely to see you. So we all know what we're here for. We're here for the Southern 100 2024. We can all reflect on the sad thing that happened last year, you know, but we have to move forward. I'm sure the people involved in that will wish us all to move forward for 2024. And as you can see, the club, Phil and all the guys put in such a great effort to put on this event. So thanks, guys. First of all, we were going to have somebody from the Department of Enterprise. And like Phil said, we'd like to thank them once again for their invaluable help towards the running of the meetings down on the Colas Balloon circuit. Speaking of Colas Balloon, let's get the Balloon Course sponsor, Chris Callister, who's the managing director of Colas Isle of Man, to the stage. Chris. Not do. Hello. Hi. That's good.
You're Chris.
I knew that. Yeah, it's been a long day. We've been told to stand here again, right, photography people. Should have put one of those X's on. You like to see on the X Factor, and you have to stand on there. I can't see either of us on the X Factor, though.
No way. No, we're not at all.
Phil's just talked about grandstands. I got a message today saying we have to talk about the Ballacagan grandstand. Now, me as a fan would love to sit there and watch that. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, we have a contract with the government to put grandstands up for TT, so unfortunately I can't put it up for the pre-TT Classic. But for the main event, we put a grandstand up on that corner, and this year I'm going to build it higher and bigger, so it's an excellent spot to watch. And the only plug really was to say that what little income we charge pays for the putting it up. So we're not in there to make a profit, but we want to give good seating for people. So hopefully come down, and there's parking, thanks to Mr. Larry, the farmer. So that's my one plug of the evening.
Well, that's good that you're going to get that, you know, and if you're going to be just a little bit higher, because I remember as a child, the grandstands at Castletown Corner being reasonably high, but these new ones are a huge sort of things, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're modular, so you can carry on putting them up. And last year, we thought we'd put it up high enough, and then they came along and put the crash barriers up, and we got it wrong. So we're going to put another lift on it this year and get it higher up so people can see.
5 years, 6 years, Colas involved with this now?
Yeah, really, my old boss was a mad bike fan, and I convinced him to do it, and he's moved on, but I've kept it going. So yeah, it's great. It's like, I mean, we're a local employer right next to the circuit. All the staff love it, so it's a great excuse and a great cause to support.
Do you give them the Thursday afternoon off for the racing?
I usually sneak out, so I can't really say no.
Okay. It is a good spot there. You go straight from yours, and you can see them coming over the top of there towards you. It's a good spot.
Absolutely, yeah. And I, you know, I've been there. I like Church Bends, to be honest. I usually sneak out early and sit there, so it's good.
Is that your favourite spot?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah, really. Yeah, apart from our grandstand, of course.
Well, yeah, the grandstand. I bet, do you have to pay to get on the grandstand?
Funnily enough, no.
So how long will you continue this thing? Is it just a rolling thing with the club?
Yeah, hopefully perpetually. I get really jealous when you hear the steam pack. It's been here for 30-odd years. I think, why weren't we doing that 30 years ago? So, yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we're hopefully here to stay.
Clive, thank you very much for your time. Cheers, and thank you. See you on the grandstand. Thank you. Cheers, there we go. Clive Callister, Managing Director of Colas Isle of Man. Now, as Phil said, Blackford Financial Services with Dave and the team, they've been here from the year 2000, so let me work that out. That's 24 years it'll be this year. And Dave's still involved in the 100 Club, is that correct? But you do the club, yeah, but he's involved in that, so thanks to Dave. And again, give Blackford Financial Services a big round of applause, folks, please. Much appreciated. No matter where you go around the world, and it's in here tonight, you will see a little sign up there with three fingers on it in a shield, three-wheeling. I've seen it all over the place in the UK, seen it across in Europe and stuff. People have these little stickers, and they chuck them everywhere, and quite rightly too, because these guys have put a lot into sidecar racing over the past few years. And let's get the managing director and, of course, the sponsor of both sidecar races, Chris Bowman. Chris, like to come up and have a quick chat. Thank you. And also, if Martin Stratford Parson is here as well. Martin, are you here? Yes, he is. Martin, like to come up as well. Thank you. Come over here, young.
We
got to
do this now.
We got to do this, man. I can't. I've got a broken finger, so I can't do it. So there you go. There you go. It's not working well on radio, but there you go. How's that? There you go. Thank you. Just come over here, Chris. We're going to stand here. Martin, you come this side. Hello, buddy. Hello, mate. All right. Chris, yeah. like I've just said, no matter where you go, you see that little sign everywhere. How have you done this?
Well, yeah. Well, it's just a passion, you know. I just get to thinking, and that was one of the things. Now, one of the things everybody probably doesn't know, but I was in the insurance business years ago, and that is the rottenest business to try to sell anybody on, right? So when I got involved with the with this, I said, wow, this is a sexy product, you know. How can I go ahead and promote that, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was one of the little, like, gimmicks I had, you know, a little takeoff from my insurance days there. Yeah.
And where did the logo come from? Whose idea was that? Was it all best ideas are made in a pub? Where was this one made?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I had a couple of drinks on that. All right, well, oh, yeah, yeah. For sure, yeah, that was just my, just my thinking on it, you know. With something that's active, right, that catches your eye, and, you know, how can we implement that?
Why sidecars? Why?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to give me on here for a long time, but any case, right, yeah, I grew up, obviously, I'm not a Manxie yet, but, you know, I grew up in New York. And even back in those days, I used to see, and this is going way back to the 60s, on the back page, we used to get little blurbs on the TT. So years ago, I came here in 85, I said, wow, you know, I came here on business. This is going to be great to come over and, get to see the TT I always wanted to see, right? So sure enough, you know, I became a big fan in that. But one of the things I said was, wow, the sidecars, they're weird, they're strange, they're cool-like. So I said, okay. So I got involved, make a long story short, with some of the sponsorships. You know, I did the Birchalls, I did Molly, and I did Claffey, right? And I sponsored them, and I said, well, this is so much fun. Why don't I sponsor the whole sport? So then I came up with this idea. So then I did the movie. And now you remember the movie.
Movie. Yeah, it was, yeah. Short part.
Yeah, well, yeah. Remember this guy? This guy won an Oscar, I think. Yeah. I smelled the burning rubber in the air. Remember that?
No, that was you. That was just a different night. It was, yeah.
You don't get out of here, right? Oh, yeah, all right. But any case, but yeah, that was a good one there, though. But any case, well, so I got any more questions on me? Or
you could just chunter on all night. We're on till
right,
nine.
I go
you're
all
okay.
Night. So.
So what's new for this year? What can you bring to your profile for this year, for your three-wheeling profile? What's in the pipeline?
Well, I tell you what, I could go on for a long time here, but I have a lot of things in the pipeline now, and I'm putting big investment into the whole infrastructure of our whole film crew and the whole works, and so everybody will be hearing about that, you know. So
you did a lot. You've done a lot on the Coalesce Blount course before, haven't you? With various camera points, etc. Haven't
yeah.
you?
Oh yeah, we go live on there, mm-hmm. around the course, and again, like I say, we're going to be doing what we're doing. It's going to be bigger and better, and you'll be hearing about that.
Well, I hope we do, Chris. Anyway, you can't deny his enthusiasm, can you? Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Hang on there a minute. They're still taking pictures of us, Martin. What's your involvement with this crazy American chap, hey? What's your involvement?
Nothing at the moment, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, do you know what? People like this we need in the sport, don't we? People with enthusiasm, with the get-go, with buzz.
We do. That's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to promote it worldwide, which is what we need, if you want to continue.
I tell you what, the buzz is good. You know what? This is a good business deal, right? Because the buzz works. I got over 1.5 million followers on social media. You know that, don't you? You know, and it's growing quite a bit, you know. Of course, I'm a sponsor of the pre-TT sidecars, and then, of course, the big one, the sidecars at the TT, mm-hmm. right? So it sells, but you have to have the passion and enthusiasm, you know, and you got to get out there, the media. We need out on the media, yeah.
How many followers have you got on social media, Martin?
Well, I've got a couple of thousand followers, so I guess my funeral will be quite busy.
Yeah, I've got about three, I think. One, two of them are my mother, yeah. I think. So you're involved with this a long time, more on the classic side there. I mean, the pre-TT Classic, it's fantastic. You've raced at it, you know, you've done reasonably well. Ducati singles, some memory?
Yeah, always Ducati. I had them since I was a teenager.
Still got it?
I've got 29, yeah.
What?
Yeah, one for each year I raced.
Really? Where did you park all them?
that would be a secret.
That's good. So we've got to look forward. We're not too far away from All-Star. And I was speaking to somebody today and they went, Sudden Under launch. Oh, heck, it's only two and a bit months, nearly 3 months. And it is true, isn't it? It's going to come out like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to come really quick. It always does. The weather's wet and horrible and cold and windy. And you look at the garage, you think, oh, it's too cold. And it starts to warm up. You think, oh, God, I haven't got enough time now.
Even though you're not racing anymore, do you still go into the garage and fettle during the winter?
Yeah, I mean, up until last year, I supplied bikes to, you know, really good riders over here just to help them, really, and continue the development with the singles.
And who are you helping out this year?
Well, this year I've got no one helping out because my wife's been quite ill and I've not had time to do much. But I had Gareth last year and he was absolutely brilliant. Very smooth rider.
Very unassuming, quiet young man, isn't he? He's in here as well somewhere too.
Probably. You won't see him.
Yeah, you'll hear him.
Yeah. But it's the same I had with Decker Kelly. Decker was just brilliant for development and stuff. So I've had some good riders and some good results.
Okay, chaps, listen, thanks for your time. He could go on all night.
Oh, no, I'm
sure you can definitely go on all night, Chris.
Well, what about you?
No, I can. I no, I've got a time schedule. I've got a producer.
See, I do that. I'm kind of amateur. I live stream. I do what he does, you know. I have fun, right?
You got to have fun doing this job.
Him one time.
No, you're looking not.
I'll get you back on this.
Chris, thanks for your time. Cheers, man. Cheers, Martin, as well. Thanks, buddy. Cheers. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you. Oh, it was a good chat with Chris. Okay. Now, again, we mentioned about the Isle of Man steam packet. Unfortunately, nobody from the steam packet is coming this evening. Dan Walker was supposed to come, the marketing manager, but he's not actually come this evening. Now, we're going to have to get somebody else to speak to up on here. And let's get my co-commentator. He's not ready for this. He might be. He's got his headphones on. I really hope those headphones have about a five-second delay in it, because this will really screw it up. Now then, there's big shoes to fill, and there's big shoes to fill. Being at Cross Four Ways following Roy Moore is one hell of a job. And I think he's done really well in the couple of years he's been doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pritchard. Hello, mate.
How you doing?
You can use that one. No, so? You don't know. Yeah, we'll use this one.
Okay, fair enough.
Tell us about your first experience at Cross Four Ways. I did it in July last year, and they're coming down towards you. It's I can't say what Derry Kizer could say, a trouser-clenching moment.
You can't also say the word I wanted to say first time. That's not broadcastable. But no, it was absolutely incredible, because going into the role across Four Ways, I was asked about it and the idea of going in and doing a job, something I was really excited about. And then very quickly I got told who I'd be stepping in for. Mm. And instantly I thought, wow, those are some really, really big boots to fill, because obviously Roy has done an incredible job for so many years and is still so heavily involved and passionate in all the road racing here on the Isle of Man. So yeah, a big name and a big character to live up to there. But I hope that the enjoyment that I get from watching it, as well as someone who's relatively new to the road racing side of things as well. I mean, I knew about racing on the Blaugh course. I knew about the Isle of Man TT before I moved here to the Isle of Man in 2018, but it was still relatively fresh in my mind. And all of a sudden, once information started coming at me, because you can't really go anywhere without hearing about it in some format, and not just as part of my job, but because someone who loves sport and motorsport in general, that interest and that desire to learn more about it started to build. And very quickly, seeing racing here on the Isle of Man as well, I was hooked from that point. The first time I went and watched road racing was at the bottom of Bray Hill as well, and when I watched that first bike up, I thought, I've got to see more of this and get involved in it. So it's built from there, and then really grateful to Manx Radio for giving me the opportunity to work over across Four Ways, and hopefully I can continue to deliver and maybe do my predecessor in the station, and of course the listeners proud.
Got to ask you about, you've only done it a couple of years, any moments that stand out so far?
My sunburn.
Yeah, 1 year, honest to God, traffic was standing at the corner waiting for him to turn green. He was that red. Honest to God, he was stood there like that. Sorry, Rob.
You couldn't tell where my face ended and my jacket started. That was one of the first... However, I do hold you personally responsible for this, because I asked numerous times during that first pre-TT meeting, where's the courier service with Chris Kinley's Factor 50? And it never arrived. So we managed to work that out this year, this time. So we managed to avoid the sunburn across Four Ways. That's one of the things. But I think one of the great things was, I think I mentioned this in the last launch event I was here for, was seeing the sidecars come through on the Southern 100 for the first time. And I think I said the last time I was on here, when you look at road racing here on Ireland on three wheels, even on the mountain course. Those are the wider roads on average, some might say, but it still isn't too wide to get fits two sidecars through when you're jousting through the corners. And to see that coming through across four ways, hammer and tongs, is really something to behold. Mass start racing with sidecars is a real spectacle, so that's always something that stands out.
And you'll be back across four ways at the end of May and July?
That is the plan, yes. So obviously I wasn't around for the Southern 100 last year because it clashed with the International Island Games, so I was over in Guernsey during that week, but that is the plan as far as I'm aware. So should that remain the case, and I hope it does, I'm very much looking forward to that, although I think I'm going to have my work cut out to try and make the scaffolding look as elaborate as you did.
Yes, I'll tell the story on this one because we're all right for time. So I turned up with Matthew, our engineer, who is in the back of there somewhere twiddling buttons and stuff, and there's a scaffold. So, scaffold's got one, two planks, and I'm not a big fella, as you all know. So it was quite windy the first Monday night, if I remember rightly, and I thought, I know what, I've got the camper van, I'll put a little windbreak across the scaffold. Yeah, great. And then we obviously had something happen at the far end of the circuit, oil or something, or whatever, so it was stopped for a while, so we weren't on air. So me and Matthew were just talking away. Matthew made me a cup of tea in his lovely camper van, it was all great, and I heard this clatter, bang, and I thought, what was that? The wind caught the scaffold, and the scaffold went that way towards the road. And I'm thinking, first of all, I thought my iPad was on top of there, which bounced off the hedge and stayed in the hedge. The microphone, which was probably this one, went in the hedge as well. And I thought to myself, if I'd have been on that when it had gone, in the middle of the practice session, so we quickly took that down. But next year, the guy who sponsored the sidecar championship race, Daryl Blake, who can't be here this evening, he's going to provide us with some scaffolding, and it's going to be four planks wide. He's going to put a bench in it for you, a sun lounger, okay, masseuse, wait, and you know all these things you see around shops, the COVID-19 stuff, that's going to have suntan cream in it for your head, all right, is that okay?
That's brilliant. I mean, I did see the pictures when you were up there, and obviously while I was out in Guernsey, I did see it popping on the social media channels. I was incredibly jealous because I saw the windbreak, I saw the umbrella. I was half expecting the next picture to be you getting the barbecue out, you getting the sun lounger out. There was I don't think the factor 50 was needed that particular day, was it? But it was cold and it was all a bit damp as well. But yeah, I think we're going to have to find. Well, I'll be creating a small apartment, I think. If I can get planning permission, that'll be great.
Yeah, you'll be waiting a while. Anyway, Rob Pritchard from Manx Radio, across four ways, man. Rob, thank you. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. And the man who joins it all together, I've seen his building work, it's never very good, is our local MHK for the area, Timothy Glover Esquire, MHK. Timothy, come on. He's our main commentator at the... Well, we call it the bus, but it's not the bus. It's now the old race office. I don't know if Tim's going line dancing or what he's doing in that shirt, but thanks, Timmy. Hello, son.
Am I in trouble? Timothy, a Sunday name, mother name, that.
It is a complete mothering... No, stay there. So like Rob there, like me down there, like you there, it's special, this place, isn't it?
It is, and we call it the bus because that's what was there originally, wasn't it? With Maurice Maudsley having his notes on a board on the steering wheel of the bus. So we've always referred to it as the bus. To me, it was said in Phil's intro, it is the best commentary box in the world. You're probably as close to the track as you're ever going to be in a commentary position and at ground level as well. And it's just the way the whole meeting's organised. We're looked after. It's good to hear that Rob's now going to be looked after out there at Cross Four Ways, because it was sort of in the wilderness a bit compared to the luxury we're getting with the catering provided by the...
Hang on, whoa. You're sat up there, right, Trish and all the lovely team, cakes, scones, sandwiches, cups of tea on hand. I'm stood down the paddock in the cold, the wind, the rain, the sun. I need a cup of tea. Everybody else goes and gets a cup of tea. Didn't get me one. Rob's there getting blown off, getting sunburned on his scaffold. Sunburned on his scaffold. We are live on Manx Radio, and I do apologise if anybody has taken out the wrong way. Yeah, right, Rob. Yeah, no. I'll just check what him and Matty are up to in there. Yeah. But that's what it's about. I'm only joking because they always go and get us a cup of tea and stuff. So thanks very much to them. But you guys are royally looked after because at the end of the day, we've all got a job to do. All joking aside, we've all got a job to do to support Manx Radio, who provide the service for the Southern Club at the forefront.
And I think it's the fact that the riders get tea vouchers as well here. The competitors, everyone's looked after. And in return, they put on a fantastic show for us. Hopefully we can convey that excitement. And it's pretty easy to get excited with all the close finishes that we get here. I mean, we're talking fractions of seconds, and it is first across the line.
Do you know the squeaky bum moments that you have? Rob's just mentioned them about the sidecars coming into there. Is it the mass start at Balaun, or is it the budget?
The budget.
Okay, fair enough. Tim Glover, thank you, Tim. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Cheers. I'll get that one in. That's me out. We all need Wi-Fi. We all need coverage. Over the past couple of years, all the events we go to around the UK, around the world, or wherever, they're now finally starting to cotton on to the fact that journalists, media people need good internet to send stuff, to fire stuff out, to send reports, to do whatever. And Southern 100 have got this, and we've really got it sorted with our friends at Blue Wave. Blue Wave, and of course we will have our man there, if I can get the right paperwork, Sean Ridout, who's no stranger to the Colas Balaun circuit, the senior wireless and telecom engineer and network manager for Blue Wave, is of course Sean Ridout. Sean, come on, buddy. Come this way a bit. I will be giving him a call because we've got some stuff up at Derby we need to sort, all right? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, we're always here to help.
Well, what they did was they cut my dish off and threw it in the corner and all these realigning, so I can't do that. I'm not that clever.
That's all right. We can come and sort that out for you. No problem at all.
So helping a club like the Southern 100, like these guys here, who all phone, they've all got the cameras and they can send the photographs wirelessly and stuff, but it's not just for these guys, it's for the public as well, you're providing this service.
Yeah, absolutely. We got contacted about 2 years ago, and because myself and my colleague Matthew Sale from Blue Wave, we're both ex-sidecar riders. We love the Southern 100, we love the club that runs it, they're a really good club, we're always happy to help, so we were like, yeah, we can jump on this. They wanted some Wi-Fi for the paddock, you know, because people camp in there. Modern technology, you know, everything runs on Wi-Fi nowadays, doesn't it? So, you know, so yeah, we were like, yeah, we'll put that in. And then they wanted sort of connectivity at the office, the grandstands, and then the burger vans. So, yeah, we've over the last 2 years put more and more in, and happy to help wherever we can, really, because it's really important, isn't it? Stay connected, and we always love to put stuff back to the 700. So, yeah, we'll help out wherever we can.
Anything new for this year? Anything additional to what you were doing last year?
We've been working sort of island-wide, really, to try and stick up with the modern technology. We've been doing massive network upgrades to get more bandwidth. Everybody wants more bandwidth. We've been rolling out our new technology, which will bring sort of gigabit speeds to homes. So we'll basically put pretty much the same as we had last year, but just a bit more bandwidth. It got really well used, loads of people camping, so I don't know what people bring in their campers these days, probably Xboxes and TVs and the works.
Air fryers, yeah. Heated blankets, yeah.
I was looking at the usage figures and it was like, wow, these guys are really using the internet. So yeah, we'll just do the same, but a little bit more, and hopefully continue to do so for years to come, because, you know, we just love to be a part of it, really. It's a great club, and the racing's always absolutely spot on. So yeah, we'll be here to help.
Does all the stuff stay in year on year, or do you have to go in and put it back in again?
Yeah, it's all been there. So the club kind of wanted the connection for the office as well, so we put that in, and yeah, so it all stays there, and yeah, we'll just make sure it's all right for this year and add to it, and maybe one at Cross Fourways. I'll likely have a go on this scaffold, I think, you know.
Yeah, well, they've got a Starlink there, they're all right. All
right. Well, yeah, it's all the good wireless technology, that's the way, you know, forward. I think Stuart Baggs founded the company that was known for being on The Apprentice. It was his dream to deliver Wi-Fi to homes without having to use any sort of like cable infrastructure or anything like that. So our service, if you don't know, it's a little wireless dish that goes on the side of the house, and the Wi-Fi gets delivered that way. So it's sort of perfect for like a little project like this. We want Wi-Fi in the middle of a field, no problem, we can just put a little dish somewhere and there you go. We want one over there at the end of that corner, no problem, we can do that. So yeah, it's a real sort of fast deployment dish. You line it up and there you go, you're online, you're connected to the world. So it's good.
Good or bad, hey? Listen, Sean, thank you very much for your time. And remind me, the old fog in the old brain as I'm getting to 54 years old, is When did you do it? Because your dad's, there he is, handsome chap there, isn't he? Eh? Your dad's still involved as well. You sidecar passion up at Jerby as well. When you, did you do Jerby? Did you ever do Jerby Road?
I did do Jerby Road a few times. I love Jerby Road. Jerby, as a driver of sidecar, absolutely stunning circuit that is. I mean, I just, you know, going over them jumps at Ballavara, and I think it's called, or the Pillbox, all three wheels in the air. It's just absolutely amazing. I was quite sad that that wasn't coming back, really. And I think if Jerby Road was still running, I'd probably, you know, still try and keep the sidecar running. But, you know, with family commitments and stuff, we had to get rid of it. I mean, I've still got a solo that I'll wobble around and do some track days and stuff on. But date of when I did the Southern, I can't remember. I've slept since then. I've got loads of kids. probably about seven or so years ago we did it. Never that good, but we made the numbers up. We got round.
And you're there as well. I do the track do, but Jerby, the first one, I think, is beginning of March. Get it booked.
Oh, yeah, it's booked. It's in. I'm keen. Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, man, cheers. Thank you very much, and thanks for your time. Cheers. Thank you. Blue Wave Communications, very, very important. Thank you, Sean. Now, Greenlight TV provided great service, as we know. They've done stuff ITV4, Eurosport, Sky TV, New Zealand, all around the world, basically, to be fair. And let's get to our next person up onto the stage, MC Locksmiths. Yes, I will actually say that I do send a lot of people from my shop to your shop to get keys done, to be fair. Sponsors of social media and new for 2024, live timing. From CJS websites, let's get Callum Staley to the stage, please. Callum. First point, hello, come in. First point, have you done my missus's website yet?
Nearly, it's nearly there.
Good lad, thank you very much. So, Callum, talk us about live timing. We, a lot of us all use MyLapse, SpeedHive and stuff. What are you providing?
Yeah, so it's still MyLapse, but people have found the app difficult to use. So this year, we're getting it on the website. So it'll include things like the leaderboard, live text commentary based on position changes when they go over the line. It'll predict whereabout on the course they are based on the last lap. They'll give their best lap time, previous lap time, distance to the person in front, and distance to the leader.
Wow. And it's all going to be on southern100.com?
Yeah, so more details will be announced closer to the time in terms of where to find it, but it'll all be on southern100.com.
And just like Sean was saying there about communication, that's vital because there's people all around the world want to know what's happening. And MyLapse is great. Don't get me wrong, if anybody from MyLapse is listening, I apologise. It only tells you the lap time, doesn't give you the lap speed, does it?
Yeah, and that's it. And that was the biggest feedback we had last year, was people struggling to use the app and to find the event on the app and things like that. So through MyLapse and on the website, and thanks to MC Locksmiths for sponsoring it, it'll all be available this year for both meetings.
And obviously you've been in communication with the broadband guys about what sort of bandwidth you're going to need. And
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you do the Southern 100 website yourself as well?
Yeah, I do. So I built the Southern 100 website in December 2021. And we introduced some new things like online entry, online shop, media applications online, online martial applications. And then also provide the social media. So hopefully people noticed last year the social media was up the level in terms of updates throughout the races, including photographs by Dave Neen and myself taking trackside live as across the line sort of thing.
Because that's what we were talking about before, again with the guys in Blue Wave. You're linking to that to send the stuff up. I mean, it's incredible, the technology now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have to speak to them because there's actually a couple of places on the course where you go to photograph and there's no signal. So if they can put signal there, then yeah, it would be good.
Because you're obviously involved with the bikes, you know the bikes around the Balloon Circuit for many, many years. To put something back into it and to help them out is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is great. And hopefully there's no old school teachers here of mine, but Mum and Dad always gave me the Thursday off. I was always ill that Thursday to go and sit on the hedge. And I love it.
Hands up in this room if you're old enough like me to when you used to give you Thursday afternoon off school to go and watch the bikes, yeah? You didn't have to take the day off school. We used to get, you were at Castle Rushen, you got half a day off.
Yeah, so this was from primary school onwards, and then I actually went to QE2, so.
Oh, govig. Listen, Cal, nice to see you. Thanks, buddy. Cheers, all the best. Thank you. Good man. Great news. I'm driving tonight, so we can't have a drink. So the next man provides drink, and he's provided stuff for tonight. And I'm looking back, 2018, the first year, I think. Is that right? Oh, God, I tell you what. Even though 54, Phil, it's still there. It's still there somewhere, whatever your name is, yeah. Yeah, for me. So let's get Ian Swindells, Marketing Managing Director, even supplier of Podium Sparkling Wines for the Southern 100 from Forage and Vintners. Ian. Hey up, big guy. Every time he shakes my hand, I'm going, please, my finger's broken. Don't do that. It's still broken. How are you, big fella?
Yeah, good. Real good.
Business?
Great. We're about to open up again.
Oh, yeah, because obviously you've got the other place as well. Let's give it a free plug on the radio.
Yeah, sure. So we'll have the Cozy Nook open again end of March for the Easter weekend. And the main bar will be open mid-March.
Good man. And are you still hands-on involved? Step back, let other people get on? Are you still the man driving it?
I do all the production, but I don't work behind the bar anymore.
You don't work behind the bar. May I say, if you do go down to the Cozy Nook, try them little slider things. They're very nice.
Yeah, we've actually got a new food provider this year. It's Sam's Barbecue, so it'll be more barbecue.
It's more barbecue. Where's he from? Listen, talk to us about your involvement now with the Southern Road 1890. So that's 6 years. Take a couple of years out, but that's a lot of time, isn't it? And you give a lot to them, don't you?
Yeah, we do what we can. We just love being involved, and to see our stuff getting sprayed around the podium, it's great.
And a couple of years ago, the bar obviously opened up at the back there as well. That was a roaring success, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's been great, and it's just good to. You know, especially that position down on the track side, and you see the bikes, and then you're serving, and yeah, it's just a really good thing.
Anything new for this year? Been working on in the pipeline? You can tell us about any free samples?
There's plenty of samples. We're hoping to do a bit of work with Gareth the Iceman Arnold. So, yeah, we're hoping to help them out a little bit this year.
Any other riders you're going to help apart from Gareth?
We're starting with Gareth. He's our first. he's our first step into some small sponsorship.
Okay, and listen, thanks very much for your time, Ian from Forage and Vintners. Good man. He broke my finger again. Thank you, Ian. Nice to hear from you. Now I got a phone call this afternoon, and basically those people who know this person will know. He went, Kenners, right then. Daryl, how are you, Daryl Blake? I'm fine. Just on the boat. Just going to pick Pikes up because Daryl goes and does track days. He's got this ZX10R that he's basically, there's not one here, but he's got a ZX10R and basically everything on it is what you'd use as race kit. It is the dog's dingly dings. It is really, really smart. And he goes away and does track days on it and all sorts. Goes to Cartagena, goes to all these different places, Portimao and stuff, and he's just come to do it. And he'd just like me to pass on this to you guys out there and just say his thoughts are with you guys, obviously, this evening and obviously with the dinner tomorrow night. I'd like to wish all the club and all the riders a great and safe 2024. So that is some Daryl Blake. Thanks, guys. So a couple more to speak to, then we'll get some riders on. We're all right for time, I think, Philip, aren't we? Yes? Yeah. What are you looking at me like that for? Okay. You want some wine? You're okay. You're all sorted. I've got to look after him. Okay. Let's get our next guest up onto the stage. It's from sponsors of the Southern 100 Solo Championship Race, Ellen Van Den Fuels, Andy Sweetman. Andy! I'm not going to do your speech like I did last year. Hi, Andy. How are you? How are things?
Very good, Chris. Thanks. Yeah.
Good to be back here at the Colaspers. Come this way a bit. They want photographs. I'm blinking a lot there. Parasites they are. Paparazzi, that's what they are. No, they're all right. They're all good lads. So, obviously, another year involved. Now, we mentioned about the steam packet being 30 years or whatever before that thing's that. The Ronalds Way Shoe Company would sponsor the Southern 100 races for years and years and years. George, S&S Motors, they've been sponsoring it for centuries, to be fair. How long have you guys been doing it now?
I did my homework.
Oh.
And it's actually 36 years this year. We started off in 1988 with sponsorship of the front cover of the programme. And then 89, we started sponsoring the Superbike race. So it's run through until now.
And how does it work with you helping the club? Did you just give you a call? Say, Andy, how are you? Hi, it's you. Yeah, George. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Can you sponsor it? Yeah, you will sponsor it. Is it as complicated as that? Do you have to run through channels? How does it work?
Any kind of corporate sponsorship has channels you have to go through. That's a given. We're fairly relaxed because we've been doing it for so long. It's something, there's a heritage, there's a history. And, I picked the mantle up in 2010. So I'm pretty much a newcomer with some of the company I'm in today, I would say. But yeah, hopefully we can just keep doing it. And as long as it keeps going, we keep going with it. You know, that's the idea.
Like the Colas boys are saying there, do you manage to come down and see any of the races? Do you manage to get out?
Well, unfortunately, it's part of my job to come as a sponsor. So I get the Wednesday and the Thursday now. So yeah, that's a bit of a bonus for me.
Favourite Blyam moment so far? I'm sure you've seen a few close finishes down there.
Couldn't give you one. There's been so many where it's been neck and neck, and you know it's nail biting to the end, and it's just exciting. It's just so good to watch.
Is there anywhere else you've watched apart from the start and finish, or there's been around the circuit at all?
I have Church Bends is one that I like, but generally I'm start finish line.
Start finish line with a cup of tea or something, and a burger, one of Phil's burgers.
Well, we get treated very well, as has been commented on tonight. But I'm thinking, your colleague there, I want to see what he does. I want to be up with him if he's getting sun cream and all this kind of thing provided.
Yeah, not taking off the scaffold, as I nearly alluded to earlier on. Andy, listen, enjoy 2024. Can't believe we're here already. We're nearly at the end of February. And before you know it, we'll be back on the grid, won't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Andy. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Cheers. Andy from Ellen Van In Fuels, Andy Sweetman, right? I think, right, that one in. Phil's going to put his glasses on, so I'm in the right running order. Yes, right now. So the Sutton 100 Marshals Association, as we all know what happened last year, and I'm not glossing over, but I'm just going to bypass it. We all know why this sport can be what it can be. You know, the highs of it are great, the lows are blinking awful, but we have to get past it, like we said before. Please welcome up to tell us a little bit about what's been happening since last year. Some serious, serious fundraising has been done by people, okay? Can we have Juan Crawley, who is the Chief Marshal? Come on, Juan. Also, can we have Dr. Sally Simmons and Dr. Paul Hancock to the stage, please. Thank you. Dave Doherty. Dave, where are you, Dave? Are you up there somewhere? Yes? How are you doing? You okay? Hey, boy, you okay? Right. It's the doc. And also, Debbie and Ray Harris. Debbie, Ray? Cheers, doc. Hi, mate. Nice to see you. There we go. Right, what we're going to do, who remembers the Hitman and Her on telly? Pass the mic. Debs, you're off. Oh, no. Who's going to speak first? Juan? When you use the mic. Evening, guys. Just keep the microphone really close to yourself, if you wouldn't mind. Juan, tell us a little bit about what these two and others have been doing and what they've been fundraising for.
Well, I think they should tell you themselves, really.
Oh, don't get but, Debbie to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it all started after the event last year, and we decided we needed some screens to be used around the circuit. So Debbie decided that she would set up a fund page, and everybody was brilliant. They've raised a lot of money, and how many screens did we end? Oh, she's got a speech here.
She's got a script.
Yeah, but I haven't got my glasses.
Oh, God. Yeah, Deb.
So Debbie raised £12,088.29. So I think that's... So with that, we've raised enough money to get 12 screens. So the screens haven't arrived as yet, have they? So when they get here, there'll be a presentation. And, I'll say no more. I'll let Debbie say a bit more because, you know, in the end of the day, it's her baby.
Thanks. No, I might be the same age as you, but my eyes are pretty good. Just a little dig there, Chris. We raised over £12,000. £2,091 was donated to the Sun 100 as half of the race night that we had. So the rest of it is going to be spent on screens, Medi-wrap blankets, tarpaulins, and if there's anything left, anything else that will go towards just make sure privacy and dignity is respected for everybody, in no matter what incident. The Hog Foundation will hold the screens and be able to use them for any motorsport across the island, which going forward is what we want.
How difficult was you to try and raise that money? And I bet you it wasn't, was it?
No, not at the start. We set up the Just Giving page, which took off tremendously. A few donations, CADS donated enough to buy 3 screens outright.
That's the Castletown Ale Drinkers, for those who are listening offline, a very good body of people from Castletown.
Yep. Couple of personal donations. One lady donated a whole screen. The Hog Foundation are being fantastic and said they would pick it up and run with us. So we've ordered more than what we wouldn't be able to because they saved the VAT. whereas, so it helps, it's more screens. So it's vital that we're obviously working together. But people were just, the incident itself was enough, just the shock of it. But having people rubbernecking was the final straw. That's what the screens are needed for.
Well, Debs, Ray, not getting him to speak. We'll be here all night, won't we? He is coming up. No, it's on my list. Ray has to come up, look.
He was literally taking money out of people's pockets for the race night. He was like, you will buy a horse. You will buy a...
Didn't get any off me.
You will buy a bike.
20 quid, there you go. There you go. Put it in the bucket. There you go. I want change. Do I yet? Put it in pocket, lad.
I've got a list of people, of companies that donated, and I know there'll be a page in the programme of thank yous for everybody that, or every company or whoever donated. I haven't got personal names of, obviously, donations for Just Giving, but anybody who donated, who came to the race night, thank you.
And a good night from Roy Moore. He was brilliant.
Yeah, Roy did one. Who's into one of Roy's race nights? We all have, haven't we? I've actually done a couple, actually, for him, and it is damn good fun. Raised so much money. But, Ewan, I mean, for you guys, the marshals and stuff, I mean, it must have been an awful sort of thing to see. But these things now are going to help you guys, and you guys, the docs, and, you know, the Hog Motorsport, the Rob Fine Fund, to do your job without people, like you see a motorway, people rubbernecking it, as Deb's quite rightly says. So, guys... Well, brilliant. That's all we can say. And, oh, she's going to say something else. She said she wasn't going to speak.
We have got a memorial bench for Liam that will be set outside the Marshall's hut, which is going to be called?
Liam Clark Marshall's hut, I think.
Centre.
Centre, sorry.
So the Marshall's hut that is opposite the race office is now going to be that, is it? Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be named.
And obviously with the blessing of the family and stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Are they going to come over and... dedicate it and stuff. Hopefully, that'd be lovely to see.
We hope so, yeah. That would be really nice.
All right, June. Thank you, bud. Cheers. Guys, I think, Doc, are you now going to show us how one of these works? This is going to work really well on radio. Okay. Okay, who's the glamorous assistant? Where is he? Come on, Rich, let's go. So basically, David is now taking out, it looks like an awning for a camper van, but it's not. It is. It's all icy. It's got pop-up feet like you'd have with an awning that you would use. Little straps. And basically, God, it's quite a big... Oh, blimey, it's quite a big thing, isn't it? Yeah. So it's probably... is extending it out. This is like commentating on snooker in black and white, isn't it? There we go. So there we go. It's got the Manx Road Racing Medical Services on there as well. So as you think, you'll quite agree, from a bag that was probably about 4 foot by about a foot... he's completely covered the whole screen. Look at that. Wow. It's simple and easy as that. And that's good night from us. Bye. No, only messing. No, only messing. Hiya. I can only just see over it. We're going to put that Rob Pritchard scaffold this year, to be fair. So look at that. And it just pulls up the centre, just pulls out. And that takes the pressure off it. And then they just pull back together and be able to be folded back up again. So I think you'll agree that is quite an easy thing to do, guys. The Southern 100 ones will be yellow and white. Okay? So when are these expected, Debs?
Hopefully within the next few weeks they'll be on island. So.
Okay, that's good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you'll agree it is absolutely fantastic that Debs and a lot of people and Ray and all the guys and everybody involved in it has raised all this money. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. Give him a round of applause. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Ewan, Dr. Sally, Dr. Paul. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much. And as quick as a flash, it's away and in its bag. Look at that. Done already. Have you done that before, Doc? Once or twice. Thanks, Rich, as well. Thank you. So there we go. Right. I will keep the other mic with me, Matty, okay? So let's get some riders up to talk about. It's just coming up to, well, about 5 to 8, isn't it, already? So you've got plenty of time. Let's get our first couple of riders up here now. Adrian Kershaw. AD, are you here somewhere? I've been told you are. He is. There he is. You've got that bloody dog, have you? A good man. And also to come up with him, he's a legend. He is. Chris McGarn. Hey, bud. Yeah, grab hold of that. Take that. Hi, there you go. You can stand wherever you want, Christopher. Now then, what are you doing here in February?
I thought I'd come and see the lovely Isle of Man and the rest of the people.
Have you been for a lap?
Not yet.
Oh, what? Would you only just land this evening, did you?
No, the dog's been for a walk, though. She's happy.
Damn dog. tell us your first involvement in the Southern 100 meeting. What made you want to come to the Southern 100?
The Southern 100, a good friend of mine, Neil Pearson, about 10 years ago, I think it was 2014, my first year I did it, I just riding my little 400 at the time, and I'd won a Manx Grand Prix on it in 2009, I think it was, and he said, come and do this meeting, it's absolutely brilliant, you'll love it, and so got on it, and now I can't stop coming.
But you've not got the 400 now.
No, well...
Have you still got it?
I still have the bike, yeah. It's still at home. It's still kept me.
You had a very high back seat on it, didn't you?
It did, yeah. Just get tucked in, get the streamline there.
Because you're quite a tall chap. I'm only 5'6". And, all right. No, so you're about 5'8", something like that? 5'9"?
About 5'9", 5'10".
Hang on a minute.
That's better.
Chris McGarn. So, and you obviously keep coming back, but now you've got the twin, haven't you? And you got the big bike as well.
Yeah, I've got the twin was a good friend of mine, Tim Sayers. He sold that bike since. And so at the moment, I haven't got a twin to ride at this meeting. I've got a nice twin to ride at the Manx later in the year.
Oh.
But unfortunately, that bike's not available for the meeting. I've got my ZX10, which will be going on the big bike. I still own my 600, which I was considering selling. Mm. But if it's still here, I'll be jumping on that as well.
Have you kept all your race bikes?
I try to.
Or just done the usual thing of buy one, sell one?
I used to do that, but now I try to hang on to them.
Keep like Martin Stratford Parsons, have 29 in the garage.
I know, having 29.
Imagine that.
He must have a big house or a very understanding wife.
You said that, not me. So coming back this year, obviously, entries are in.
Entries will be in, yeah. So definitely on the big bike, on the ZX10. That's a 2019 bike, but I've done a few bits and pieces to it this year to bring it up to pretty much as close to spec as the new bike that they make now. And hopefully if we can get another bike, then, yeah, we'll be definitely here.
There you go. Find them out on Facebook and all the social channels. You've got a twin or something. Let's help them out. AD, thanks for your time. Cheers. Pass the mic to that young fella there. Cheers. Do you know what? I got a message earlier on today. True story. Ping. I'm up at Derby doing stuff. I need to see you about that before I forget. Right. 55 years ago, I wasn't born. I wasn't even a glint. I wasn't even a thought. Probably not. 55 years ago, you made your debut on the Blown Circuit, as it was then. Tell us about it, Chris McGarn.
If anyone's got the 1969 programme...
I've looked at the results, and the results only have the driver's name, not the passenger.
I was just going to say, number 33 was Bob Bray on the 650 BSA, and I passengered, but no passengers were named at the time. So that was my first experience of road racing, and it was a big shock, I can assure you, for a young lad from London. And then... Bob retired after that, funnily enough, but I carried on, and I've ridden with quite a few different sidecar drivers, 61 altogether. And
hang on, you've had 61 different drivers?
Some asked me back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, for a while.
And then 35 years ago, you made your 350 debut here. I've written it down, finishing sixth at an average of 76.58 mile an hour.
Ooh.
There you go.
I don't keep any records, but yeah, it was 35 years ago,
God,
and blimey. I've sort of more or less been back every year since.
Special place, isn't it, the Blown Circuit, Colas Blown Circuit?
Well, as you know, this is my 58th season, so I'm probably older than most people here. But anyway,
no, you're not. Sorry, Phil. I don't know.
I've had a very blessed career, shall we say? Been sponsored by a lot of people. I've ridden them sort of all around the world at different places and Europe. And I've got to say that there's a couple of races in Belgium that have got the enthusiasm. They've got the enthusiasm of the Southern 100 people. But a lot of them have been here and raced, and now they're organising meetings in Belgium.
Oh, right.
And they always talk about the Southern 100. The Isle of Man, yeah, but the Southern 100 they always mention, which I think is fabulous.
Let's look forward to the pre-TT. You'll be in that again, are you?
I am. I thought I was cutting down about four or five years ago, but I'm in a very lucky position that people offer me nice bikes to ride. And, of course, nowadays it's just have a ride round and have a bit of fun, but hopefully do well. Mm-hmm. So I'm riding a bike this year for the first time for Rupert Murden, who's Johnny Barton's stepfather. You all know Johnny. Mm-hmm. And the bike was built for Johnny, but Johnny is not racing anymore. So I'm in the lucky position of Rupert said maybe, and I went, yeah. So I'm riding that. Obviously at the pre-TT and some races in Europe. I've got the 350 Honda that I was quite successful in the Max Grand Prix that was Tony and Susie Hale sponsored, and that's why it's called the Hales Honda. Things happened. They sort of went out of the business and retired, basically, and they sold the bike to a Dutchman, Paul Vandenberg, and I'm riding that bike again this year.
Okay, so you got that bike back. That's good.
Yeah, that's great. And then the other bike I'm riding is a 250 Kawasaki that I rode here about 10 years ago. For
air-cooled thing.
Yeah, it's an air-cooled AR1. A1R, disc valve twin.
Whose bike is it?
It's Bob Taylor, better known as Wobbly Bob, Wobbly Bob Racing. Bob's got a collection of bikes at the Lease Museum in Peel, and he's an avid supporter. He's supported lots and lots of people over the years. And the bike I'm riding was going to be ridden by Gary Vines. Unfortunately, Gary had a nasty accident at the Max Grand Prix practice. So the bike is going to be ridden by me under the Gary Vines Racing banner in sort of memory of Gary. So that'd be nice.
That's nice and special. So thank you very much.
Yeah, very special.
Yeah, yep. Thanks very much for the information, Chris. And are you done?
I am. I'm just saying, I just can't wait to get out on that track. And I've been doing a little job in Port Erin. So I come down the Ballymoda, and then I join the circuit across four ways and have a little drive round. And then on the way home, I do the other half of the circuit. I learned that trick from Chris Palmer, because he was working. And he'd be doing test drives. And I thought, who's that in that flipping transit in front of me? I can't keep up with him. And then I realised it was Palmy having a bit of practice. And then I came to the pre-TT and he won everything.
Mm. There he is, Chris Palmer. And Chris McGann, thank you. Aidan, thank you. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you very much. Take your seat. Get a little beer. Cheers, bud. Nice to see you, bud. Okay. Right, I wrote a list down here of people who's going to come up. Oh, yeah, let's get these guys up. A couple of local guys now, Anthony Redmond and Gareth Arnold, who's already been mentioned in dispatches this evening. Ant, I don't know if he's here. Maybe not. Red is here. You all right? Got wine? You okay? That's good. Hello, young fella.
I've had too many drinks for this.
Oh, now, can I just say one thing? We are live. Remember last time we spoke? Last time we spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
I can swear, you can't.
Well, that's not fair, though. That's not.
Keep that right up there, the microphone. Listen, tell us about it. I mean, just remind the listeners and the people in the room here, how old are you?
I'm 20, yeah. So.
20?
Yeah.
20 years old, and you've been road racing three years now.
I'm only a few years younger than you, though.
I like it. He's getting better at this.
A few foot taller as well. Keep
that right up there. Keep that right close like I'm doing there. There you go. Tell us about last year, doing the Irish roads. You did a lot of that last year. I mean, you did a bit, didn't you? What you could do anyway, you did.
Yeah, we did okay.
We did okay.
Gave it a go. But yeah, we've got on a few more bikes this year. So.
Tell us what you got.
We're on a NC 400, so that'll be good. And then we're on the 660 again.
That's the Aprilia, yeah?
Yeah, maybe a 125, and then we've got 600 for this year as well. So. That'd be a good go.
Who's the 600 from? One you've got yourself? Or?
One we've got ourselves, and then we're riding for counting as well. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm just going to mention that as well. That is, to get that phone call from a team like Cowton's team, that's special from Fran and the guys, is it, Neil?
Yeah, it's good. We've known them for... Well, I'm not that sure.
Yeah, you're not.
We've known them a few years. We're good mates with them. And yeah, since Dom's gone to Burrows, I thought it'd be a good stepping stone, see how it goes.
A lot of experience in that corner for you.
Oh, yeah, plenty. No, I'd set up 600, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, well, and probably help you on the twin as well, to be fair. Got to ask you about this year, the plans. Where does it all start, test-wise? Where are you going anywhere? You're going to Spain?
We've not
the back road to Derby? What are you doing?
We went to Croft in March to try the...
To Croft in March?
Yeah.
The northeast.
Oh, it'd be freezing, but it'll be a good laugh.
God. Yeah. Can think of better places. No, it's a lovely place. Anybody's listening for Croft, do apologise. That's what you've got. I mean, you're a young man with a bright future. We know that. I've spoken to you quite a few times now, and it's all going good, isn't it?
Yeah. I usually swear most of the time, but that's...
Yeah. He's getting better, isn't he, folks, eh?
Yeah.
Gareth?
Not got to the end yet.
Pardon?
Not got to the end yet.
No, you've not. Have you got anything more to tell us? Any sponsors you'd like to mention? Because this is the bit when you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Counting Team, we're grateful for them, and Forage and Vintners, and we're looking for a couple more. We've got some in the pipeline, but we'll see how that goes, and hopefully it'll be good.
Are you a drinker, by the way?
Oh, obviously. I love a good Guinness.
Ian and the guys will sort you out, one of the good people. And how did that come about? Did they ring you, or...?
Well, it just sort of appeared. We've known them for a couple of years, down at the Southern, before I started racing there. Yeah, we sort of just got to know them, and it's come from there.
Good stuff. Right, Gareth, listen, have a safe 2024, and we'll see you then. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Cheers, man. Cheers. Good man, Gareth. Thank you. Chuck that back. Okay. So I've just got an additional, which is all right. Well, he's here now. Let's get him up. Battling fairings up at Derby over the past however many years, these two, and well, one of them has, and one of them at Derby for the first couple of years, and now is the champion up there in the novices. Some good goer this young man is. Mark Colvin and Grant Thompson. Wherever he is. Oh, aye. Now then, take that one.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Just hold that microphone really close. Marco, nice to see you. Come and stand the other side, bud, if you don't mind, old chap. There you go. Hi, mate. There you go. First question, keep this mic really close to there. How is your head after the Andreas Racing dinner?
No comment on that one.
Because this young man last year, I mean, I think, was it third overall in the centre championship?
Yeah, third overall.
And novice champion?
Yeah, and second in the 600.
On a standard 600 that you have put your hand in your pocket for and put your money to it, been away racing, done all sorts of good things away racing. I mean, what a year.
I know, you know, starting out in March last year, didn't really expect an awful lot. You know, we went in there just to basically see where we were at. Started, obviously, first test of the year was Alton Park in February, which probably wasn't the wisest idea, but just to obviously get going and feeling comfortable, you know, it all helped a massive amount. And then the first actual race meeting we did was Alton Park. So we raced Alton on the Saturday, raced back to the boat, and then obviously raced Derby Sunday. So
that's devotion, that, isn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Because it's just you and a van and a bike, wasn't it, and a couple of helpers, that's it?
Yeah, literally it was me, my mum and my girlfriend. You know, we literally went up and down the UK and obviously racing over here, so... It is quite hard on, you know, on your own, but it all makes it worthwhile.
It does now. You're wearing the peoplesbike.com jacket. How did that come about? Jan and the team get in touch. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, obviously, I've worked with Frankie, you know, for many years, obviously helping him and him not racing anymore, you know. I'd obviously
Frankie Stenner, that is, by the way.
I obviously spoke to Janice and that a few times, and then towards the end of the year, last year, you know, we set something up and joined forces. So
what have you got? What are they giving you?
I'm not too sure yet. We'll sort that
out. Cubby's keeping quiet.
Money.
Money, yeah. Cubby's keeping quiet. Money. But, I mean, you think of the people that have ridden for the peoplesbike.com. Go back. It's incredible. Stevie Mercer, people like that. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it all it's all stemmed from there, so hopefully we can follow in all their footsteps.
What's the plan this year? Where's it all start, like Gareth there? You're not going to bloody Croft as well, are you?
No, so we've got a test day up Derby in about 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Wait till you see the new race office.
Factory.
Full factory, I tell you.
And then literally, obviously the race meeting at the end of the month, the first one, and then April starts then we're at Cadwell, following weekend we're at Alton, and obviously back to race Derby on the Sunday, and then it's all just little things building up, obviously, for the Southern this year. You know, obviously it will be my first road race, so I'm just trying to go into it, you know, as prepared as possible, and see how we can do, really.
Well, he's got a good future, I think, ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a round of applause. Grant, thank you. Cheers. Awesome. We'll pass that to Mark. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Those who don't know, the bike that we stood next to is actually Mark's number 53 bike, owned by Dale. I think I heard him somewhere before. Are you over there, you big Goodyear? There he is, yeah. Goodo. He's a bit banal with that bike, isn't he? Every time I go and see him at the workshop, he's cleaning it, milling something new or putting bits on it. What's he up to?
He doesn't do anything on it.
He does. He tells me he does lots of stuff on it.
It's Jack and me that clean it.
It's a nice bike, isn't it? Obviously, last year you had that second year you did it. Is it the second year you've ridden for Dale, is it?
This will be the third.
Yes. Yeah. Last year was the second year, This year's the third year. I mean, it puts together a good bike, all joking aside, a damn good engineer. It's a good bike, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mint. It's just beautiful bike, really nice to ride, yeah.
Just mentioned about Derby, the Andrews Racing Association, multiple champion up there, mainly on the twins and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness me, there's some good young lads coming through up there, isn't there?
Yeah, they're quick.
Fair and bashing.
I'm not into that. I'll just let them go.
You're just going to let them go, are you? Yeah, completely. Yeah. What's the plan for you this year? Where's it all start? When's the first time you're going to get on this?
We'll do a couple of Derbies and then just the roads, pre-TT, TT, Southern and Manx.
Are you going to do the Manx on the classic bike again?
Yeah, I'll be on this. I bought a 400, so we'll get that ready.
400
well.
What? Yamaha, Honda?
Kawasaki.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we just need to build that, just finding parts and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's a big. A lot of the guys say that with the 400s, getting the parts. Well, I'm sure you're going to do it proud once again to do Dale and all this. Here, a good year again from DRF Racing. Mark, thanks for your time. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Put that there. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. I'll have to walk away with that. Okay, what time are we on? Oh, pretty good for time. Right, there's my list of people. Oh, that's okay, that's good. Right, let's get two more Manx riders up onto the stage. Let's get Nathan Harrison and also Joe Yeardsley. Hello! Oh, God. You can go first, because your bike's here as well. How are you, boys?
I'm all good. How are you?
Thank you, yeah.
Two Manx Grand Prix winners stood at the side. You've got your name on a big trophy.
Can't get any better than that, Chris.
It's fantastic. Nate, lovely to see you in good chipper form as well, and she looks right, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's actually last year's colours, so we're waiting for the new update, really. But, yeah, no, we've been away testing in Spain and everything, so it's just that she just got back.
So how did it go testing in Spain?
Yeah, it was good. I was kept on my toes this year. I had my dad and my brother out with me.
Has he had a haircut yet?
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Has he? Because last time he said one of them silly little mullet. I'm only jealous. Yeah. One of those silly little mullet things. Oh, good. Sorry if you are listening.
Yeah, no, the mullet's gone. But it was good. Got me back in ready for the season and getting ready to go again with Honda in a couple of weeks.
Where's that? Where are you going?
Going back to Andalusia on the 2024 bike. So, yeah, no, it should be good. Like you say, that new bike looks.
What a team you've got at Honda this year, eh?
I know,
some old bloke and some young lad from Bradford who apparently has moved here now, isn't he? So,
I think he's on his way.
I think. Living now. There's one place on the Isle of Man you wouldn't move to, and that's Laxey. Sorry about that. Only messing. That's where I've heard anyway. If it's unspurious rumours, that's where I've heard he's moving to Laxey. Is that right? Next to Robbie Black.
I don't want to get...
No, well, I do know that he is moving. I do know his dad's probably moving to the island as well. I mean, fair enough, fair play. You want to move to the Isle of Man? Best place in the world, isn't it, eh?
Yeah,
I know. What a team, though, Honda. What a blinking team.
I know, to be fair, somebody like me, like being so...
What do you mean somebody like you?
I'm down the pecking order at the minute, aren't I? Do you know what I mean? but for me to learn off, do you know what I mean? You've got, like, a 23-time TT winner, somebody that's been on the podium non-stop at the minute. So to learn from, to have them two at my stage of my career is unreal, really.
And was Dean away testing with you away in Spain? Did Dean Harrison come with you?
No, just my dad. But yeah, no.
When you go testing in Spain, is he going with the team?
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. When we go there, it's me, Dean, and Tommy Bridewell and Andrew. John's actually not coming. He's going to Portimao testing a road bike or something, doing PR. You know, he's good at that, isn't he? So, yeah, he'll be there for 15 days or something, I think, riding bikes where we're just getting free. So
15 days?
Yeah.
Testing bikes around Portimao. God, blimey. You think of worse things to do, couldn't you? Hey?
That's what happens when you're a superstar.
Superstar. Speaking of which, let's talk about Balaun. You've had a pretty up and down Balaun, haven't you?
Yeah. Obviously, it started in 2018. I did my first Balaun. And then 2019.
It's the post-TT where you came to everybody's prominence,
yeah,
to me in those races where you were putting your privately owned machine against the top boys, weren't you?
Yeah, that was it. 2019 post-TT? I know COVID ruined all the years, but 2019 post-TT, I was leading it and my Suzuki broke down, and that was the start of the Honda era then.
When that call came from Honda, I don't know if I've asked you this before, did you go, you taking the mickey? Did you honestly think, or did he go, did it say, just hold please, Mr. Harrison, it's Harvey from Honda for you, this is PA or something like that. Was it that sort of thing, or was it, or did you know this was coming?
No, people were saying, because Glenn had moved to Poor Bird, and they were like, oh, you might get a chance in this, that, and the other, because he was helping me during my first TT. But my dad, he'd actually phoned my dad, and then my dad goes, oh, there's somebody on the phone for you. So he come into my office at work, and I was like, hello, and then obviously he did the old, I've been thinking how I can help you this year. How would you like to ride our bikes? And I didn't really know what to say. The 24 years old to get a chance to ride. I know I didn't get a chance to ride it. That was my own fault. But yeah, at 24 years old to get a chance to ride the factory Honda team with John McGuinness is like a proper dream come true.
It is, isn't it? 24, John's the same age as me. So that's a lot of experience to give back to you. And then Dean coming on board as well. That's a hell of a lot of roads experience, isn't it?
Yeah. Like after the practice sessions in TT, with all the data that'll be coming in, for me to like look at and see what I can do.
Do you understand all the data, all the computer stuff?
And yeah. On my own private bike here, we've got it all logging on that. So we've used that for a couple of years. So, but yeah, that's the way to get faster. Them two people there are going to help me massively, and obviously with the team, and yeah, just time and experience.
And when you meet all the officials from Honda, is it as regimented as they say it is? Is it like, you know, you've got to be all P's and Q's and bows and no swear and all right, yes sir. Can you imagine that gun head on there? All right, yes sir, how's it going, fella? God, can you imagine it?
It's actually, obviously everyone says, oh, it's a big, you got to do this and you got to do that, but it's just doing your job, isn't it? As long as you speak highly of them and do as just like, it's all like corporate events like this. And like you say, it's just a job, isn't it? And you get the, that's the side of it where this side is the fun part, if you know what I mean. So, but yeah, no, it's all good. It's part of the job.
And are you coming back to Balaun this year with your machines, Honda machines?
Yeah, I'll be on the Steam Packet livery with the Steam Packet H&H Honda. So that'll be good. Obviously representing the Steam Packet at the Steam Packet 700 races, and hopefully I'll have the 2024 Fireblade.
Oh, is that going to be the new colour scheme then? Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No 600 now.
We've not come to that yet. I am riding a 600 at the TT for Honda as well this year, so that's something that I didn't have last year. But hopefully we'll have to see what we can wiggle off them to try and get a 600 for Balaun.
Did you enjoy the TV work last year? I know you would have rather be on track.
Yeah, it kept me busy. After everything that was going on at home and everything else, I just didn't want to sit at home. And obviously lost the TT, lost everything at home. So yeah, to keep me busy and keep me focused, it was good as well. And obviously as well at the TT, I got to see how Honda actually works. So it's actually played into my favour a little bit, because obviously when you go into a massive team, when you've been doing it as your own family team for so long, to go into like a massive team, it is completely different, because you literally come in and they just take the bike off you and off you go, where I'm used to like putting my own tyre warmers on with my dad. And yeah, it was an eye-opener, but it should be good.
Nate, thanks for your time. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Cheers, my man. Put that one there. Put that one there. Thanks, Nate. Cheers. Joe, thank you. All right, isn't it?
Yeah, not too bad for a 14-year-old nail.
Yeah, and you're getting a new one.
Yeah, we've got a new bike for this year. So,
is it here yet?
Yeah, it's here. We got it in November. So, with the help of local sponsors, we've managed to get a new bike for this year to go towards to the TT. So it's a big investment as a privateer, but you know it'll hopefully pay off in the long run. So yeah, all good.
Let's go back to that race last year, the Superbike race at the pre-TT. Blimmin' heck. We talk about close finishes. Talk about battling. Heavens above. Talk us through it.
Yeah, it was. I was actually watching the onboard the other day, and it still scares me now when I watch it. You know, it's coming to the pre-TT in my third season of racing at the time. You know, first year on a 750 and stuff. With the qualifying times, you know, we were like third or fourth, and I thought, well, if I can stay with Jamie for a lap or so and try and get a bit of a pull, then we'll see how we get on from there. And just as the race went on, I just managed to stay with him and get a bit of a toe. If he wasn't there, there's no way I'd have been able to put the lap times in that I did. But just getting a toe and learning new things every time and coming on to a last, like the last, the three laps to go, I was like, you know what, I've actually got a chance here.
You and Paul Jordan as well.
There's three of us at the start, and then me and Jamie just seemed to just get dragged away at the end. And you know, to come away with a win and a lap record up against him, who's a well-established rider, you know, twice double podium finish at the TT in my third season of racing, you know, is special. And it was a moment I'll never forget.
Also after the race as well, the little fella there, he was dead emotional.
I know.
Not surprised he put a lot into it, a lot of your team, because you know, like a lot of the guys here are privateers, you know, it's your own pocket, it's your own
money. It's a bit like what Grant said before then when he was getting interviewed, you know, it brought a lot back home to me. The first year after COVID, I started in May 2021. Normally it starts in March, but with that last lockdown, it got postponed till May. And from May in 2021 to the following May, I went from a novice to a national license. And in order to do that, we had to get 20 race signatures. And you could only get 6 a year at Derby. So we were away all the time. And my title sponsor's still with me now, you know, give me £5,000 for the first year. And we spent that in 3 months. You know, and to get from the orange bib to the national is like, you know, 10 grand. And that's without falling off and, you know, engines going and stuff like that.
Boat fares and living here
and that type of sales. So, yeah, it's hard being a privateer on the Isle of Man. You know, and after Grant, what you said then, credit to him for being dedicated, and you can tell he clearly wants it, because it's not easy, you know, being a privateer and starting off. And once you start getting results, things gradually come, but actually starting off, you know, it's really, really hard here.
What's the plan for this year? Where's it all start? I've asked this question to the guys, but I want to know when you can get your leg over the new bike. When's it going to be ready?
The new bike will hopefully be ready end of April. We're not planning on doing any racing on it until the TT. We'll hopefully do a couple of test days and stuff.
You can still use this though, can't you?
Yeah. So this bike will be used for the first meeting of the year is Anglesey Easter weekend, and then the Oliver's Mount Spring Cup. And then most of my bikes then will be parked until the TT. And we've got a few things that we've got lined up with ILR, possibly Hengelo with the IRC, but just working on that at the moment. It's not easy to, it's not a case of just nipping over on the boat, is it, you know, to get something like that. But no, the new bike will be ready for the TT, and that is our main focus of this year.
And Ian Locker in your camp again?
Yeah, Ian Locker, I'm very happy to be on board the Pattern again for this year. On the Mistral Classic Race Team 750 again for all Scarboroughs, the pre-TT and the Manx Grand Prix. It's nice this year to be able to actually do the Manx Grand Prix, all the classes, you know. And now, I was under a lot of pressure last year, mainly put on for myself because of, you know, what I wanted to do. But now it's going to the TT up against the best in the world. I'm under no pressure. I don't have that same thing this year. It's just about learning and chipping away. And it's all over, you know, it's not going to happen overnight now. It's going to take years to get to every
another step, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's another big step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Senior Manx Grand Prix winner, pre-TT Classic Superbike winner, Joey Eardsley.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Joe. Cheers. Thank you. I've just spotted him. He's here actually, and I didn't. He's actually on my list, but he's not highlighted. Thanks, Phil. I know, this is about version 8 of the script, by the way, so just let you know that. Now, he is here, he lives at Ballaloch. Paul Cassidy, I think Cass, I've seen you here somewhere, was it Cass? Did I see Paul Cassidy, or did I not? I thought I saw him. Oh, is he? I'm not going to say what Joe just said. about the boat. I'll get into trouble. All right, so we mentioned about the people's bike. Janice and the guys are here. Jan, nice to see you guys here. I don't think Jan wants to come for a chat, do you? No, didn't think so, Jan. Tomo, nice to see you as well. The Tomos, how are you? All okay, good over there. Smiling as always. Let's get the three wheels. Are you happy now? All right, calm down. Give her a cider. Okay, let's get sidecar boys up. Ryan and Callum were supposed to be here tonight, but they will be at the dinner tomorrow night, I'm led to believe. Let's get Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy to the where are we? Up here, up onto the, what's it called? The stage, that's it, the stage. Yeah, no swearing now, kid, no swearing now. How are you, boys? Yeah, come over this side, one of you.
Should have heard him there.
Yeah, all right, get the jokes out now. Bless you. How are you?
Fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous. Good. Back on the Isle of Man?
Yeah, first time since Southern 100 2023, so good.
What's the plan? What this year? Obviously, this chap
yep.
in the chair again. Looking back, I was looking at the records, because I keep records. 2018 was your debut here. First race, seventh. Didn't finish in the championship race, unfortunately.
Correct.
Talk us through that race. Talk us through your first, because you've done roads before, you've done Scarboroughs and stuff. Talk us through your first time around the Colas Aspalown circuit. Just picture it in your head. Just quickly explain it to us.
Bloody terrifying, to be honest with you. No, it was an eye-opener compared to what we'd done before. All we'd done is Scarborough, Oliver's Mount, and it was hard work. We didn't get loads of laps in, had a couple of engine issues. We, like I say, finished seventh in the first race. And my right leg went dead in the second race, so I pulled off, basically. And we went home, that was it. I kind of...
Is that the bumps, was it? Or?
I don't really know. I thought it was the leathers that I was in, to be honest with you. So it hasn't happened since. I went home safe, and that was it, really.
Coming back this year?
Absolutely, of course, yeah, definitely.
Coming back, and obviously you've got your Scarboroughs to go through. So was it four meetings, three or four?
Yeah, four meetings. Obviously, Scarborough really comfortable around there. We've been going there now since 2015, and we keep levelling up every time. So I'd like to think with the people that beat around there, that record's still two or three tenths away. Nick Crowe still holds that. So
isn't that amazing how long that record has stood for? Nicky Crowe, and was Hopi in the chair with him?
I don't actually know. I think it'd probably
be Hopi in the chair with them, to be fair. Yeah.
But I tell you what, it took some bloody doing that because I still can't get it. Me and Scott have been going and going for it.
Matty and the boys there got close. Tim's not got close to it either. And
Ben's the closest person to me. Yeah, he's 54.1, I think. We're 53.7. The record's 53.495. I know it exactly to the decimal point. So
it's fine. It's pretty good.
We've put a lot of work in for this year. We've lost a lot of weight together. And we're going to come back just better and bigger and faster than ever. I'm going to give it everything.
And TT?
100%, yep. We're coming back to the TT. We're changing the package a little bit. Back on the LCR, we were on the Christie bike. Mm. So we're coming back, 150%.
Talk us through. Hello, we can have that one. Yeah, I forgot to do that. Thanks, mate. Keep me straight, lad. Good lad. Talk us through your first experience. He said it was bloody terrifying. What was your first experience of a Billown?
I'd already done the TT previously, so it was kind of what I expected, but it was pretty much Scarborough on steroids.
Yeah, you know, like the mass start.
Especially the mass start. I was like, yeah, Scarborough's bad, but Jesus. Mm. And as a passenger, you're just peeking over the fairing a wee bit because you're like,
Just put it in the mind's eye of the people here and the people listening back home. You're the passenger.
Yeah.
He's doing his bit. You're doing this bit. Are you constantly like I don't know, like a meerkat? Are you watching what's happening around you? Are you giving him signals? Are you just watching out for you two guys? What are you doing?
It sounds strange, but me and Lee are very in sync on the bike. He knows what I'm thinking. Like if I'll squeeze his foot, he knows exactly what I'm trying to tell him. If I'll nudge him or if he gets fright sometimes because I'll give him a hand signal over his helmet, which I don't even know if you're allowed to do, but...
What, like in front of his eyes?
No, it's like I'll go over that and there'll be a bike in the distance and I can, if he's tailing off a bit, I'll be like, let's go. He'll go.
So you can feel it from a passenger. If it's basically, you know, we all get it in life. You just go, oh, just slack off a bit. And you just go, come on. Give him a G up.
It's just it's an incentive because, you know, we've been in BSB races where we're the little bike there. Mm. and third's sitting there amongst the big lads, and it's like, come on, there's two laps to go. Let's go.
Let's push.
Nudge him, yeah.
What do you feel when he does that? What goes through your mind?
He hates
that.
I
can't even tell you. On
he hates
radio.
That.
I've got one for you. So I don't know what circuit we're on, but we were coming through a right-hander, and I thought, I hope he's happy. And all of a sudden, I just saw this hand and this thumb appear out of nowhere, and it bloody frightened me. I was like, it was his hand telling me it was all right, yeah. But I won't tell you anymore.
No, we'll get into trouble.
Give away our secrets.
Tell us about the British scene. How up is it? Is it pretty? Is it looking pretty good, the British F2 scene?
If I'm being honest, the British scene is the best it's been in a lot of years. No offence to the previous, but yeah, this, like, you've got Todd Ellis coming for the Worlds. Mm. We're still trying to fight Pete Founds. He's hard. I think Alan's still doing it, and then obviously there's a lot of people, lads, coming through as well, and for some reason these lap records still seem to fall. Everybody gets faster, and what seem to develop year in, year out, and you know, what was our fast lap last year? Not this year.
What about the 120 the boys, two teams, did at the TT last year? Isn't that quite incredible, getting the sidecar around with two people on it over 120 mile an hour? It's nuts.
It's insane considering, like, what me and Lee done our first year together. You know, it's 8 mile and more a lap, and you're like,
lap record for Belau, and I've got it here, I'm in notes, 102.398, still the sidecar lap record, and even that, he's shaking his head as well. What do you think?
The last time we were here was 2019, and we're in a different league now together than where we were there, so we want to come back. We were ready this year to come and have a crack at that, so now we'll wait for this year, and we'll come and have a go at that as well.
Well, guys, enjoy it. How long are you here for, by the way?
We leave on Sunday night, so we've got Rona, Ryder, just come as a little team, you know, to enjoy it, and just get ready for the TT in the sun.
All right, guys, listen, thanks very much for your time. Cheers, thank you very much. Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy, cheers, boys, thank you. I just better put Matty, just hold on a minute. Right, we've got one more person to speak to, and then we'll close off this evening. Another passenger. She's always smiling. Where is she? Where is she? If she swears, we'll get... If you don't want to come up, kid, you're all right. She's going. Come on, Sarah, don't go! Oh, Phil said you have... It's his fault. Blame Phil. Blame Phil. You'll find him in the race office, okay? Behind. Hang on a minute. Who knows Sarah in this room? Is she shy? Yeah, right, whatever. How are you, kid?
I'm all right.
James Saunders, F2 Sidecar Racing, another free jumper.
Yeah, I just thought I'd wear it just for
this old thing. Tell us about what's the plan for this year? I could keep asking that question, but everybody has a different answer to it. What are you doing this year?
So I'm going to do the FSRA Cup. We come second in it last year. And then we're going to do the 700, maybe an Aintree, and hopefully the last Brands BSB.
No Scarboroughs, anything though?
No, we did it last year, but we wasn't that sure on it, so we'll take it or leave it.
I've not asked this question to anybody, any of our visiting people tonight here so far. Did you fly in or get the boat? Oh, you can't. How can you not remember?
I've not been here that long.
Have you? How long have you been here for?
Since last Friday.
Oh, right. Okay. So when you came last Friday, did you fly?
Get the boat. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
The Manxman. Yeah. Well, it's rather large.
It's a big boat, isn't it? Yeah. So what did you feel when you seen Douglas approaching? What sort of things got you?
What do you mean?
Flipping it. Right. So you're on the boat, right? And then all of a sudden, the Isle of Man appears in the distance. What kind of goes through your head as a competitor? So I'm going back to the Isle of Man.
Woohoo!
Was it one of them?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, that fell on his arse, didn't it? Eh? Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
I was thinking, I hope I don't hit an iceberg on the way, but we got there.
We can stand on the front of the boat and do the old Titanic thing. That's what we can do. So, listen, best of luck for 2024. I mean, before we know it, we'll be doing it. And obviously, not like the solo guys. You guys don't really have luxury of going testing anywhere, do you?
No, I don't think I'm out until, I think one of them said Croft. Cool. So that's beginning of April.
Cool. Might be snowing up there then.
Probably. And then I'm not out until after the TT. We've got one meeting before Southern, Anglesey, and then Southern, I think. Oh, Castle Coombe.
All All right, Sarah, listen, thanks for your time. I'll lay you back to the reprobates in the corner. Sarah Stokes, thanks. Thanks, Stoko. Cheers. Thank you. All right. Right, we are nearly done. Philip? He's not here. No, he's not here. Okay. Are you all right? I don't want to spill his wine. Listen, I hope you all have a safe and fun 2024 around the hedges, around the Cold Lass Balloon circuit. I'll be speaking to you with the commentary team from there. Looking forward to it. Stay safe. Have a good night. If I don't see you tomorrow night at the dinner, have a good year. Thanks, guys. All the best. Bye-bye.
I would like to sincerely thank Martin Brunschweiler of Bush's Brewery. I would like to sincerely thank Martin Brunschweiler of Bush's Brewery and Ian Swindles of Orange and Vintners for providing the very palatable beverages and refreshments this evening. It is very much appreciated. Not forgetting, of course, Alex Qualtro, who's helping keeping everybody's thirst quenched at the bar. Orange and Vintners, as you will have heard, will once again be providing the podium celebration bottles as our two events this year. In addition, both Bush's and Foreign Vintners will be providing refreshment vouchers to marshals so they can enjoy a relaxing beverage once their duties are concluded for each event. A big thank you to Nathan Harrison for bringing his Isle of Man Steam Packet Company liveried machine on display here this evening. We'd also wish him the best for his second season ride in the Isle of Man TT with the official Honda UK team. Also like to thank Joe Yearsley for bringing his 600 machine here using this coming season. Dale Fordham for bringing his classic 750 Kawasaki, which Mark Colvin rode in last year's Blackford's Pre-TT road races and will again enter this year. The club are very appreciative and wish teams and riders a successful and safe 2024 racing season. Finally, thanks to all of you who have taken the trouble to attend this evening, our 19th media launch. Sunderland Racing decided to present a one-off event to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 700 in 2005. It is still a pleasure to inform our media colleagues and fans of the friendly races, some 19 years on, of what they can look forward to during 2024. I would now like to ask our president, Phil Torben, MBE, to say a few words to conclude the official media launch of the friendly races being held on the Cold Lass Balloon course in this year. Thank you for listening.
So Phil Torben will come to the stage now. And he's got some pictures to think, so here's Phil Torben.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I just say a big thank you to everybody that's turned out tonight to be part of our press launch for 2024. It's fantastic. The atmosphere in the room seems so much livelier and so much better this year than it has been in the past. I don't know why that is. Possibly because everybody can hear down at the back end this time. There's nobody talking amongst themselves because they can't hear what's going on at the front. But it has been a great night, and thank you so much for coming along and supporting the Southern 100 in its 69th year. So remember, 2025 will be the 70th anniversary. Normally we don't celebrate the tens of years, but every year we say, well, there may not be so many people left next year, so we better do it this year. So instead of going 25, 50, 75, we do them every decade. So next year will be our 70th anniversary, and we look forward to seeing everybody with us at that event. Can I just say a big thank you to Phil Edge, who basically has put this event together this evening and who has organised all the paperwork and done all the things that's necessary to make it happen. To our dedicated secretary and chairman, Rachel Palmer and George Peach, who I have to say are dedicated to the Southern 100 totally. I used to think that I was completely crackers because all I ever could think about was the Southern 100, having been involved with it since 1956. But these guys can even top me. They are great. So George and Rachel, thank you. To all our race sponsors, our potential race sponsors, to everybody that's involved in helping us make this event what it is, on behalf of the club, I would like to say a big thank you. Okay.
And that concludes the live press launch event here at Moreton Hall in Castletown for the Southern 100 Road Races taking place in 2024. Thank you so much for joining us here on Manx Radio. We will now be handing back over to Broadcasting House. All that's left for us is to say have yourself a very good evening.